Morning Edition continues. I'm Kevin Willis. A small town in south central Kentucky is preparing to celebrate one of country music's greatest love stories. Franklin will commemorate the 1968 wedding of Johnny and June Carter Cash with the unveiling of a historical marker outside the First United Methodist Church, where the country music stars became man and wife during a surprise low-key ceremony. Lisa Autry takes us back to that day.
We got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout.
Johnny and June Carter Cash may have gotten married in a fever, but it wasn't in Jackson, as the couple's 1967 hit suggested. It was Franklin, Kentucky, the first town north of the Tennessee line on I-65.
Franklin and Simpson County had a bit of a reputation as a place for couples from northern Middle Tennessee to come to get married because they could do it all in one day. And in their home state of Tennessee, there was a mandatory 3-day waiting period by law that was in place at the time.
That's Dan Ware, the tourism director for Simpson County. Now 67, Ware was a junior in high school on March 1, 1968, when Cash and Carter came to town unannounced and left that afternoon as husband and wife. Mark Stilper is a country music historian and a personal friend of Johnny Cash.
When you're on the road, things have to work around the next date and the next night and the next show. And in this case, love had to wait for a window.
That window came the day after Johnny and June won a Grammy Award for Best Country Duet for their song Jackson.
I'm going to Jackson.
Goodbye, that's all she wrote.
As John received the award that night, went up on the stage, and he said, "This is a fine wedding present."
Johnny Cash once said that friend and historian Mark Stilper knew more about him than Cash did himself. Stilper was a researcher for the 2005 movie Walk the Line.
Sorry, folks, but I just can't do this song anymore unless she's going to marry me. It'd just be like we're lying.
You got these people all revved up, John, now. Come on, let's sing Jackson.
You got me all revved up. Now, I've asked her 40 different ways, but it's time you come up with a fresh answer.
Silver says June wasn't quite the hesitant bride portrayed in the movie.
Hollywood makes its own history. June was very enthusiastic about getting married all along.
Once Johnny and June made the short commute to Franklin from his lake house in Hendersonville, Tennessee, Stilper says it wasn't long before the impending nuptials became the town's worst-kept secret.
They brought with them their blood for their blood tests, and that was not acceptable in Kentucky. You had to actually have the blood drawn there. And so the delay allowed the word to get out.
For a couple that could have been married on the stage of the Grand Ole Opry before hundreds, the celebrity wedding was low-key and intimate, minus the locals allowed to watch from the church balcony. Again, historian Mark Stilper.
The wedding ceremony was very short. It did not feature guitars or country music singing. It was quiet. It was very emotional.
Johnny and June Carter Cash were married for 35 years until they died just months apart in 2003. Later today, the town of Franklin will celebrate the couple's 50th wedding anniversary with the dedication of a historical marker outside the First United Methodist Church on the square.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine.
It's a golden anniversary celebration for two country crooners who walk the aisle in Franklin, Kentucky. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry.
Because you're mine, I walk the line.